This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com. Welcome, and you are listening to your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago, and I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is June 5th, 2020, and this is show number 49, because we had one day off for the holiday. Well, Nick, my question is to you out there listening, do you finally trust the charts? I think this economic boom might just be getting started. So, bullish job report.
Well, it looks like today we definitely got a much, much better than expected job report. And anytime you can actually have a report that is completely opposite of what the expectations were, that's a very, very bullish report. I didn't think the job report was going to do anything, really. I thought it'd be a non-event, to tell you the truth, just because the market trend was up anyway, and that was where I expected to go. But today's report really was a big, big reversal from what all the so-called experts were expecting. And when you get markets that are going up despite the bad news, that's already bullish. But when you get good news, that's great news. So that's kind of how it works.
Hey, and when we look at how far they were off, Nick, they were predicting 8.5 million loss. We've got 2.51 million gain. That's on total payrolls. So they're off 11.1 million. And then the non-farm private payrolls, they're off almost 12 million.
And the numbers, it was incredible. I mean, incredible, incredible. But we've been talking, every day here about how things are starting to open up. Just think about it. If the blue states would have opened, Pennsylvania, New York, Illinois, you get California.
New Jersey.
Just think about it.
Yeah. All these blue states. And well, you know what it also tells me? There's a lot of stealth work going on, even in the blue states. And, riots aside, what are the riots' total cost on the economy? 50 to 100 billion. That was a lot of money 10 years ago, 20 years ago. But now it's really a rounding error. We looked at, we lost 3 to 6 trillion from the shutdown, from the lockdown. Actually, the riots are kind of a blip, and Macy's is going up after having their flagship store burned out and looted.
Yeah, you saw one thing that we noticed. I noticed a couple weeks back now is that these beaten down retailers were starting to move up. And when I see something like that and you start to see money going into areas that were depressed, that's a broadening of the market. Everybody was so focused on just the FANG names going up, the Microsoft MAGA names, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, and Apple going up. They really weren't looking around the market and seeing what's really happening, which was a broadening spectrum. You started to see money going into these different areas that were very, very depressed. And a stock I like to watch very often is Caterpillar. Not that I trade it all the time. I do trade it from time to time. But now the stock is going parabolic. This is a stock we said on the program that look to watch it. The pattern is good to go higher. When Caterpillar goes higher, that's a bullish indication. So it's really, really soared and broke out today. It's up, 5%. That's a big move for a stock like that. But Caterpillar is a big industrial company that, tells us what's happening overall. And, we saw this. We talked about it almost every day here. And, hopefully people listened.
Yeah, well, some of you will, I hope, judging from some of the comments on the YouTube channel. Some of you are listening. One person said, I took your advice. I bought Macy's and it went up to 9 and you doubled his money in a matter of days. That's pretty amazing. I don't know if you bought Macy's or not, Nick, but somebody out there is listening.
Yeah, I wasn't in Macy's, but I just used it as an example of where the money flow was going But I mean, I've had a banner week myself, so I'm not.
Yeah, same here.
You know, I can't get into every position. You know, how I like to do it, and I told it yesterday, is I like to allocate 10% of my swing trading account in each position. So the maximum I could get into is 10 positions. And, you know, mm-hmm. I have an options program that I run as well, a separate account. And what I do on that account is usually around 3. Sometimes I'll go a little 4 or 5%, but generally 3 or under. And because options are much, much more risky.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, again, you just want to watch the charts. And I'll give you guys a perfect example of this. Today, I closed out an options trade in Tyson Foods. And when I got into Tyson Foods, ticker symbol, by the way, is TSN. And when I got into this stock, I bought the call option. You know, this is when the so-called news was reporting that we have a meat shortage. And everybody's running to Costco and they're buying all the meat they can. And there's no more meat on the shelf. And Tyson Foods plunged, and I went in and bought the call option. I actually bought it twice. I bought it once, and then I averaged in on the next dip. And, you know, today, you know, the stock's at $66, and I made 52% on my option in just a couple of weeks. So, you know, again, you want to watch the charts, because when you get news items like that, they present opportunities if you know what you're looking at. If you don't know what you're looking at, it doesn't matter anyway because you're lost. But if you know how to read these charts, you can find these opportunities when they occur. And that's what I like to do. I like to buy things when they're cheap. I don't pay up for things when they're already made big moves. I will not get involved in those equities. I buy everything when it's on sale.
Makes total sense. And we can go back. So obviously the pandemic is over. The blue state governors will have to open up their states imminently, or they'll have riots of a totally different sort. They know they've lost on that front. We won't get into the whole back and forth of the politics. And the fact is that we're going to get an economic boom here, the likes of which we've never seen, because they just injected $6 trillion into the economy, Nick. I mean, if that doesn't do it, what will?
They injected a ton of cash, and we've talked about that here. You know, we've said that here, and we said, listen, there's a lot of money out there. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to do another stimulus plan as well.
I know.
They're going to do another, which I wish they wouldn't, but they're going to do it. And that's, yeah, you know, where we are at this stage of the game. So, you know, I know I get a lot of people on Twitter saying, this isn't a healthy market. No, but it's for stock market trading, you got to look at the chart. The chart is healthy. And that's all I care about. Like I always tell everybody, I don't care if the Dow goes to 100,000 or if it goes to a penny. I just want to be on the right side of that move. And that's what makes money in the market, being on the right side, not being on the wrong side.
Yes, and totally agree. So I was looking at my trading account, Nick, since we started, and I've been trading, you know, many, many years, but following your picks, I did a total of 6 trades. One of them's a loser, still have it. And 5 trades and a couple of doubles in there. And looking at my account in the past month and a half is up, I think, about 20% or 25%. And closed out McDonald's trade today for near 100% profit. I mean, it's amazing what you can do here.
It really is. And, you know, if you just, you know, listen and watch these chart patterns, you know, they unfold all the time. The thing about this business, which I really stress, and I'm probably stressing it for the wrong reason because nobody ever listens, is that this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. You want to take the best chart pattern setups. You're not going to win on every trade, but you're going to win on a majority of them. And with good money management, you can really, really make a good lifestyle for yourself. And that's what I try to, you know, impress upon people going forward. I don't even have a college. I didn't even spend a day in college. You know, I learned all this stuff on my own. I was a stockbroker. I banged on every door to try to learn a little bit here, a little bit there. And then I started putting it all together because I'm very good with numbers. But the reality of it is, you know, people treat trading like it's a gambling parlor, and it's not. You know, if you look at any of the successful money managers, you're going to find out that they're probably in 20, 30 positions a year maximum, but yet they're billionaires. So again, you know, people don't realize that. I unfortunately am not a billionaire yet, but guess what? You know, we trade and we trade consistently and I'm consistently profitable. And that's all you want to do in this business. You know, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Don't be a gambler. Gamblers all die broke.
So, Nick, how many hours a day do you work?
I probably put in 12 hours a day.
Right, but it doesn't feel like work, does it?
No, I love it. So, you know, I would probably put more time in if my wife wasn't, you know, hammering me to get home and, you know, come play with the kids.
Right.
So, you know, it's I put in about 12 hours a day. And even at night before bed, you know, I'm probably still doing more to learn and to grow. But I really enjoy it. You know, the old saying is if you're doing something you love, it's really not work. So for the first time in my life, I get up every morning excited. I go to bed every night excited to get up. So it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling.
Yeah. And so, but the average person out there does not need to spend 12 hours a day, do you?
No, you don't need to do that. But what you need to do is to find a methodology that works consistently, and you need to implement it, and you need to stay with it and stay the course, and you need to get educated. And, you know, all the years that took me to do this, I show videos. I have tons of courses that I've taught. And, you know, in just a few months, I've seen, you know, traders revolutionize themselves and become really evolve to a success from failure. And, you know, again, they have a real passion to do it. And then the people that don't have a passion to do it, you know, they're just going to want to
drop out.
You know, yeah, they drop out, or, you know, they just, you know, they're just gamblers. They want constant action. So yeah. You got to pick who you are. And one thing about this business will tell you who you are as an individual. And anybody that's been in this business for as long as I have will tell you the same thing. You'll know exactly what kind of person you are. You'll know exactly what kind of person you are when it comes to money. And you'll know what kind of person you are as an individual, just as a humanitarian.
Yeah. So, but taking that plunge where you just say trading is going to be my career and actually going and doing it, that's like jumping in the water and you don't know if the water is frozen, if there's concrete there, or if it's 85 degrees and it's going to be a lovely dive.
Yeah. And everybody that starts this business, I had a guy about 3 weeks ago come in and goes, How can I make a living on the options program if I'm only doing, you know, 3% positions? I said, well, you shouldn't make a living if your account is small. You probably need to go out and get a job and supplement yourself while you learn how to trade. And people are not willing to do that. But there's in any profession, you have to sacrifice something to get to where you ultimately want to go. And, you know, people these days with the internet, and they want just instant gratification. But yeah. You know, that's just not the way life is.
It's not happening.
You reap what you sow.
Yeah. Yeah. And you might sow havoc if you get into this and you don't know what you're doing. So a look at the trends ahead. So the riots, a big blow to the psyche of the country and on so many levels, politically, economically, but not really that big a blow economically. It's kind of like, well, there's a lot. You know, business is great for the glaziers, the guys that replace all the broken windows. Yep. And it's going to stimulate some activity, economic activity, not in a positive way, but it still will stimulate activities, destruction of capital and replacement of it. It's like a big hurricane comes along. Yes, it's going to be good for the economy once things get going, but getting there was hell. And that's what we're like here. But the charts are still showing it's full steam ahead, huh?
Yeah, there's nothing really wrong here. I just had a meeting last night with my trading group. I do that every Thursday afternoon, and you know I couldn't believe the amount of questions I was getting. When can we short this stock? Can we short that stock? I want to short this stock. I said, hold the phone here a minute. Why are you shorting?
Yeah.
What is the methodology dictating to you that you need to short anything? Why are you looking to short anything? I said, if the trend is up, why are you looking to fight that? And, you know, I think I took them backstage a little bit into what I look at. And they were like, well, you know, just because it's up a lot. And I'm like, well, we don't short anything because it's up a lot, because guess what? It could keep going. And
yeah.
They were like, well, you know, we're into a resistance zone. I was like, yeah, but the trend is up. So why are you fighting the trend?
Yeah,
trend is your friend, except at the end. And when the trend ends, it gives you an indication that it's going to end. It doesn't end on a dime. It tells you. Usually you'll see some signs out there telling you when the trend is concluding. And that's what people have to learn. And there's a lot to this business. in order to do this successfully. I mean, there weren't many people, you know, come around March 20th that were saying, hey, these markets are going to bounce and, you know, we're going to stick with it until it tells us otherwise. And following the trend has kept me on the right side of the market.
Hey, and finally, we need to talk about gold and silver. They're taking a hit the past couple of days. Re-entry point ahead?
Not yet. Not yet. Today we have a pretty good sell-off in gold, pretty good sell-off in silver. Everything in the precious metals is being sold off because the fear is alleviating a little bit. You got a lot of people right now starting to, you know, the crowd is starting to get excited, right? So people are saying, hey, we don't, you know, gold's not a big deal. But there will be. There will be great opportunities in gold. I'd love to see it pull back more. It's not even so much about the price level. Now it's more about the pattern. But we've had such a big run that this is healthy and good for gold to come back in. So I'm really happy to see it come back in because, you know, I love to trade gold on the long side. I love to trade the gold miners on the long side via the GDX and individual mining stocks themselves. And they're pulling back and they're coming right down into some really good levels, but they got lower to go.
They got lower to go. Okay. And when do you think, time-wise, when do you think it'll be time to jump in here?
Well, it's more about the pattern and, you know, the pattern will tell us when the time is right. But right now, the pattern is still unfolding. So we want to see gold pull in a little bit more. It's giving you the time parameter here is a little bit tough because the pattern has not fulfilled itself. So I'm watching the pattern pretty closely, and I'll keep you guys updated as we go. But okay. Right now, we still need to do some more backing and filling in gold and gold miners. And once we do that, it'll lead to another opportunity.
Yeah, and then that one will probably – might very well see a new high or get close to it. Break 1,800 probably pretty easily.
Well, when you look at gold, the trend is up. And the best thing that could happen is just like what we saw take place in August of 2019. I don't know if you recall that, but we had a big, big surge. And that's when gold went as high as 1565. And then the next 4 or 5 months, we just went sideways and, you know, didn't go down that much, didn't go up that much, kind of just chopped around. And I'm expecting the same exact thing right now.
So perhaps by the end of the summer in August, we'll see another surge, huh?
We could. It's like I said, it's all about the shaping of the pattern. And once the pattern shapes itself out, then it usually gives you an indication of when it's time to jump back on.
Right. All right. Well, we'll be looking at it closely. And so, Nick, that's it for now. We will pick up where we left off on Monday. Thanks again. Any questions, comments, email us kl@kerrylutz.com. Make sure you check out InTheMoneyStocks.com. Latest trades are up. Also, the Twitter feeds @ITMS, @NickSantiago01, @KerryLutz. With that, Nick, we will talk to you on Monday.
Thank you, Kerry. Have a great weekend.
This concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. For more information, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com and see Nick's full trading record, or check out the Twitter feeds @ITMS and @NickSantiago01.